If you're unfulfilled in your life, if you're just looking for that thing that you were created to do, this program is going to help you do that. We're going to help you align with your purpose.
Mm-hmm. It definitely will. I'll be putting out a video sometime this week, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe later in the week, because my claim to fame has been grind and don't quit. It's not real. It's not real.
You're growing, dog. Growing out of it.
Not real. Be lazy. Relax. Be lazy, relax, and let it come.
That. I love that, man.
You know, it's I can look at grind and don't quit a couple of different ways, because when I'm inspired, I can really dig in. But the problem comes in when you don't have an inspired thought or are inspired and you're trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
And that's what most people do with the grind and don't quit mentality. They're trying to make something happen. And I've been through that. I've done that. But I also realize that my success hasn't come from the 24-hour workday. You know, a lot of that is just wasted time, because I'm just doing stuff because I know I can, or I want to make my website look a little bit prettier, or whatever. But I do less work now and make more money than I ever have.
It's incredible.
And it's because of just allowing things to happen and unfold the way they're supposed to unfold. And also being in that state of mind of, I already have everything. It's already there. One of the best definitions of abundance I got yesterday. It's like, when we think of abundance, we're thinking about a lot of money, a car, a big house, you know, the pretty girl, whatever. And the definition that came through was, abundance is having what you need when you need it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now that could come from your job, your business. It could come from someone gifting it to you. It could come from so many different sources. You're hungry and you're walking by a free buffet, or it's just having what you need when you need it. And so many times we struggle and struggle and struggle to get the girl, get the car, get the job, get the house, get the kids. And we're struggling through all of this stuff. I'm using that quote from Conversations with God. But we struggle for all of these things. And at the end of the day, what is it? My martial arts teacher actually said something yesterday in class that really hit home for me. And he was talking about basically in youth, we kind of don't look the way we should at older people because of the experience. And he referenced it like, the martial arts that I take is called Ninpo, and it's one of the hardest martial arts to learn. And he was comparing it to boxing. All you need to know is, what do they have, 5 punches in boxing? And you can make millions of dollars learning those 5 punches. I mean, how many punches are there? There's only a couple different styles of punches. It's about 5 of them that you master. But at the end of your day, you're the champion. And at the end of your days, if you're a boxer, you've got brain damage. Mm-hmm. You've got brain damage on some level. You've got brain damage. Whereas he was talking about the master of our martial art, he's in his 70s or 80s. He's up there. And at the end of his day, he's getting awards and honored by the emperor. He just got an award from the emperor of Japan for his service throughout his life. And it's like with a boxer or something like that, you're struggling and trying to get to be the champion until the next champion comes up.
Yeah.
Now everybody's forgotten about you. They don't even care about you anymore. You know, it's like, we're on to the next thing. And so the struggling part of it is the part that we need to understand more and realize that life does not have to be a struggle. We make it a struggle because of comparison. Mm-hmm. We're looking at what someone else has in comparison to what we have. And if we think they have more, well, I've got to struggle to get that. Well, what's wrong with where you are? Because all we have is now. It's right now. The future hasn't happened yet. The past is gone. It's now. Where are you now? Are you happy now? And in the now is the only thing that you can control. That's it. It's the now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which can lead to things happening in the future. But if you're in the now and you know that you're abundant and you know that you have access to all that is that you need, because right now you do, you just continue to carry that emotion moment to moment to moment. And we worry about so much stuff that may never happen.
Absolutely.
You're always in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
May not seem that way, but in the end, when you take a look back, it's like, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you, Earl.
You know?
No, I mean, guys, I've been through everything. I literally have worked with just about, well, not everybody, but most people. Okay. And I'm here to tell you there is a very short list of people that I still listen to in the voiceover industry. I still see value in coaching, so I might differ with Earl a little bit in that direction. But like, I can tell you there's maybe like on one hand people that I listen to, one of them being Earl.
Thank you.
Literally, that's what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, this is something Earl and I talked about on our one-on-one. And like, I just really don't. I don't listen to the voiceover whiners and complainers anymore. And I don't care. I don't really care what their certifications or whatever group they form or how.
And what do those certifications mean? There's no voiceover God. There's no voiceover college. There's no certificate that you can. I mean, these are made up things.
Yeah. I got a master's in voiceover.
I could have a certification program.
No, you got a PhD.
Certifying people to be voice actors. What? I mean, it's, what is that?
Yeah. But I mean,
what is that? It's a vanity metric. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's a vanity metric.
It's all an illusion.
Yeah. And it's not that those people aren't talented. They are. But so many of these things are based off of relationships. And Earl is just teaching a different way to form relationships that they're not accustomed to because they don't roll in those circles. They don't subscribe to the Russell Brunson kind of stuff. They don't watch Gary Vee. Like, that's not in their ecosystem. It's going through agents and it's going through the old boys network who's always been together.
Exactly.
And, that was beautifully said.
Will you accept you into the club?
Yeah.
Definitely.
You said that beautifully.
Oh, it's been going through my mind a lot. Actually, I did have one thing to bring up to the group. Did anyone watch Gary Vee's episode Trash Talk?
I saw it, but I didn't watch it yet.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it because literally I looked at it this way, right? He's going around to these different yard sales doing arbitrage.
Yeah.
He's buying like Starbucks coffee cups for like 50
Cyrus
cents
was telling me that.
And reselling them for 17.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm looking at, he's going on eBay while he's at the yard sale, or he's picking up like a Spider-Man Lego thing and he's reselling for $25. He bought it for $2. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm just looking at that from that perspective. He's like, you could easily be making $1,200 a month just doing that on a random Saturday.
And he doesn't have to do that.
And he doesn't have to do that.
He's a multimillionaire many times over.
Yeah.
But he shows people you don't have to be stuck.
He's just showing them the way.
I mean,
you've
got a basement full of junk. You're sitting on probably 10K in your basement.
Yeah.
You know, of stuff.
I'm just looking at that from a perspective, that's like a next level voiceover domination payment that you can make in a Saturday if you really want to.
Yeah.
That is like an Apollo interface. That is almost a Sennheiser 416.
Exactly.
That is almost, right, 6,000 and you can have a Studio Brooks room that's like the best in the, like, after watching Trash Talk, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I definitely see every.
Cyrus got me hooked on that. I haven't
much
watched
bigger.
It yet. Yeah, Cyrus told me about that.
You
got to
watch
last
it. Gary Vaynerchuk, Trash Talk, episode one.
I'm going to check that out. And I'm going to start checking out my neighbor's trash too.
I know. But like, you can be on eBay on your phone. Basically going back to play driving
just like around. What I said, I just sold my Neumann on eBay. It sold in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know, I put it on yesterday evening and I already mailed it. It's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I sold, I paid $1,000 for the Neumann. I sold it for 775.
Yeah.
You know, it was 2 years old and I wasn't using it.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, like Gary Vee, he's showing you he's making like $400 to $600 on a weekend.
I know.
And it's like, he's like, how many people are working like for $10 an hour? He's like, if you average this out, how many people are doing like $10, $11 an hour? And he's like, here I am on just Saturday. So you can do it.
That's
exactly.
Amazing.
It's on, it was on, I never thought it was going to be so exciting.
We live in, I mean, the age that we live in, and I told Cyrus, because we were talking about the trash talk thing over the weekend. I said, this week I'm going in my basement. There's a bunch of crap I got in my studio I don't use.
Yeah.
I'm about to eBay out this week. About to eBay out.
Well, Earl and I talked at one-on-one about, I read this book over the summer about minimalism.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about all this different stuff. Like, oh, I've got a Caddy 100S. I've got a Mic 96K. I've got like, you know, you name it, a Chaotical Eyeball. I've got it all. But what are these things? The book I read, it was this Japanese guy. Maybe if I find it, I'll post it in the group. I can look through my Kindle, but I mean, it wasn't a hard book to read, maybe like 120 pages. And he's just like, this stuff, he's like, I can clean my apartment in 10 minutes because I don't have the stuff to move, lift. And it's, that's, you know, for me, it was from an emotional level, a spiritual level. This stuff is weighing me down.
Yeah.
Right. The longer you keep that stuff around, you go like, oh, well, that's my Neumann TLM-103. That's like, do voiceover, do what you want to do. Don't let any object hold you back. You know, how many times have we heard, you know, how many objects are keeping, you know, this, I don't know. Well, it's kind of like, I forget who said it, but, you know, rent-free living, you know, these objects are just handing around, no return on investment from these objects. If it's not working for you, get rid of it.
It's in the mic that I use in my booth now is it's a Audio Technica BP something or another shotgun mic, $650. I mean, I can afford whatever mic I want to buy, but it's like, I bought that mic a year ago and I've used it consistently every time I do voiceover work. So it's like, well, why am I holding on to this Neumann? And I got the shotgun because I wanted to see what my voice sounded like on it.
Yeah.
And it sounded better on that $650 mic than it sounded on the $1,200 mic, you know, but it's like letting go of the Neumann was like,
Status symbol.
The voiceover industry, Earl, told you you needed a TLM-103.
Yes, that's why the first big investment that I made 2 years ago was that. Got the Neumann TLM-103. Because, you know, oh, well, I'm a real voice actor. You know.
You've got status now.
Yeah, it's like, so.
And
now,
you're single now.
You know, touching on the John's thing, I've come to find the same thought of it weighing you down, all the things. The more things, the more chaos in your mind. The clutter in your house affects your psyche, whether you realize it or not, flat out.
Get involved in feng shui. A lot of stuff leaves.
By the way, I'm going to keep you guys posted this weekend. Crystal knows. On Saturday, I'm going through a different experience. I'm actually going under hypnosis.
Yes.
Wow.
I've wanted to do that.
And it's
guided meditation. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be about a 3 to 5 hour session that I go through with this therapist. And just to get more in touch with my inner self. And remember I was saying earlier, we all have the answers. Your inner being has your answers. And so I have like, and they give you this thing. So I've written out like 20 questions I want to ask my inner being. And the thing is, well, Crystal knows this guy named Amrit. That's a friend of ours now. And he went through this, and this is why I got, and I had Crystal take a look at this thing for me. Because I don't know if you guys know, Crystal's a PhD. She's a master hypnotherapist. And so I trust her implicitly and her opinions. And so before I made an appointment, I was like, well, Krista, I need you to check this out for me. So
is this guy legit?
Yeah. And so I'm really, really looking forward. It's like I'm on pins and needles waiting for Saturday to get here at this point.
Me too.
To go through this experience. I did talk to Amrit this morning and he's like, you've got to send me the audio. I was like, I'm going to send all you guys the audio. You know, it's like, I'm, you know, with that. And I know I'll be on the phone with Crystal, Conchita, and Amrit, like probably right after, because they know in depth about this stuff. to most people, it would seem kind of way out there. Just to
I love it. No, it's amazing.
I think it's good.
Stoked for you.
It would seem way out. But I listened to Amrit shared his session with myself, and I shared it with Conchita and Crystal because he gave me permission to share it with them. And it was a 3-hour session. And I was literally in tears listening to this. It was that impactful and emotional what was able to come out of him when he was face to face with his inner self, with his inner being, and got those answers that he had. So, you know, they tell you write down as many questions as you want. And from childhood, from things that happened, what you want to know about yourself, and will ask you those questions under hypnosis, and your inner being will answer those questions for you. And Amrit's been a friend of mine for over a year now, and listening to his session was just, well, Crystal heard it too. And it was just
amazing. Really awesome job.
So I'm like really, really geeked for this. I've never been hypnotized before, so this will be an experience for me to go through something like this. Because I've always thought of hypnosis as like, oh, it's about 20, 30, 40 minutes and da, da, da. But this is a long, it's like 3 to 5 hour thing. When Amrit came out of his session, his was 3 hours long. And they recorded for you, so you can always go back and listen. When he came out of it, the practitioner said, well, how long do you think you've been under? And he's like, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes. You've been under for 3 hours, you know, and the audio is that long. I mean, he was under for 3 hours doing this and didn't even know it, you know? So, and a lot came out, and he learned a lot about himself through the process. And I'm just, because I'm on this path that I'm on and this journey that I'm on, and you guys have all seen me do the Align with Your Purpose thing, and that's my next level. And so I'm really, really geeked about that. And that whole thing with Align with Your Purpose, you guys are already intimately familiar with it because you talk to me every week and you know what I think and you know how I coach and you know what I do and how I say what I say. It's Align with Your Purpose. That's it. I'm just putting it on a bigger stage and on a bigger platform. That's it. You know, some people have asked, are you leaving voiceover? No, it's just a bigger stage. It's nothing different than what I've been doing.
Yeah.
It's just a bigger stage for more people because these things help everyone.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a great way of saying it. It's just a bigger stage. That's a great way of saying it because there's no limitations. No, seriously, there's no limitations. Well, you can't be doing this if you're doing this. It's like, no, it's just a bigger stage. I love it.
Do you think that'll be part of your reveal to the Steps to Voiceover Success group, Earl, like, you know, the grind and don't quit thing?
I'll be doing that this week.
Well, I mean, but like saying like, you know, I'm onto a bigger stage. I'm not leaving voiceover, that you've gotten these questions.
Well, people have asked that of me and I've said, no, voiceover is a part of me. It's not anything that's going to go away. Mm-hmm. And I've developed a relationship with so many of you guys in voiceover, but I've shared the things in the Steps to Voiceover Success group. I've shared my podcast from Align with Your Purpose. I don't share it a lot. I haven't even shared everything, but it's like, if people were interested, they would see it and they would listen and go. So I'm not trying to drag anyone anywhere, but also what I know is that with, you know, 1.2 thousand people in the group, I know that most of those people in the group are looking for an easy button.
Yeah.
They're not looking for the real thing yet. And what I'm offering at this point in my career is just the real thing. It's not that stuff. It's you. It's not that stuff. It's you. And when you figure that out, things will change. And so, I mean, from time to time, I'll share things in the group about that, because I love what Leela does. She
talks
about positivity and things like that. It's not about voiceover. She's talking about positivity and stuff like that, which I love that she does. So I'll try and do a little bit more of that. And I'm trying to, it's a little bit of a dance, because I don't want people to feel like, well, Earl's not with us anymore. But if you've noticed my language over the past couple of weeks and me saying, this isn't about me anymore. It's about you guys. I want you doing more. I want you doing videos in the group and live streams, because that's how it will carry over, because I don't know yet what this is actually ultimately going to be.
Mm.
I don't know actually what it's, so I'm living in the moment, each moment. Not trying to think about the future, about what is aligned with your purpose. I wrote the book. I've got the podcast. I'm doing interviews. It's like, okay, just living in the moment. And what manifests from that will manifest. Do I envision certain things? Yeah. But I'm not focused there. I'm focused now.
Yeah. You have the goal. You're just not dictating how you're getting there.
Yeah. Right. And that's the thing. You can't dictate how it will manifest.
Right.
It's going to manifest. And if you allow your inner being to guide you, it's going to manifest in a way that you couldn't even imagine it manifesting.
This is exciting.
But when you try and control it, that's when we get into the resistance and we get into the grind and it's not working right. But when you allow it and you just let it happen, there your inner being, your God, your higher self, whatever it is that you want to put the label on, because there's so many labels that people can put and messes people's heads up. Yeah. But that thing that is the highest part of you knows exactly where you are in relationship to what it is that you want and the path of least resistance for you to attain it. Mm-hmm. And if you allow it to just be, it will be. It will be.
I think I'm going to do some affirmations on allowing. And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Meditation right after this, no doubt.
Yeah, really.
I mean, seriously, I get caught in the grind too of trying to force something, right? Because I'm sitting here and without an inspired thought, and I'm like, well, if I'm not doing anything right now, then I'm not getting anywhere, you know? Yeah. So like, I'll get into my head about that and stress myself out about doing shit that I don't even need to be doing.
And you know what I've started doing? This path has given me so much freedom, because my wife will look at me sometimes and like, I'll just go in the bedroom and go to sleep. She's like, what are you doing? I don't know. I've got to get this off my mind. So I'm going to sleep, because there's no resistance in sleep. I'm just going to go take a nap. I'm just going to go take a nap, because there's no resistance in sleep. I'm not running and running and running. There's no resistance in sleep, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I can't control the outcome anyway. And, you know, boom.
Like the Dalai Lama always said, if you had a situation and you could do something about it, you would. So why worry? If you have that situation, you can't do anything about it. Why worry?
Why worry?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, hey, this has been the longest session we've had. So I've let us go.
That went fast. Yeah. Yeah. But they're also good. Thank you. Yeah.
But this, I'll tell you this before we go, this type of thing that we're doing here together, this is one of the things that I envision happening with Align With Your Purpose, is having these types of interactions in this format, like using Zoom, to be able to do that. So I just haven't fully formed it yet, but I know that's like in the, like, okay, that's the end goal or something like that. But I mean, from there, I mean, I see myself on stage. I see myself doing talks. There's a lot of things that I see. But as I said, it's just, okay, in this moment, what am I doing in this moment? In this moment, this whole conversation, this is aligned with your purpose.
Align with your purpose, universe.
This is it. You know? So if you want to check it out, alignwithyourpurpose.co.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Great to see you all.
All right.
Enjoyed.
Talk to you guys soon. Take care now.